Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good afternoon, I'm Brian Ping.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story, a woman's body discovered in a Woodland Hills home. Police say they need help finding her killer.
The break-in, police say, happened last night. The victim, an 81-year-old woman of Korean descent.
I don't know exactly who she resides with at this time, but at the time of the incident, she was at home alone.
LAPD officer Tony M. says a family member found her. The victim's body halfway under her bed, partly charred from a fire.
Valley Bureau Homicide, they're investigating this as a possible homicide. At this time, we don't know who the suspect is because no one saw anything. Could be one person or multiple people. We just don't have that information.
Officer M. says it happened on Martha Street in Woodland Hills. They're asking anyone with surveillance footage or any information to reach out. Natalie Tavidian, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
While supply is still very limited, more and more people are qualifying for a vaccine and able to get vaccinated against monkeypox.
The LA County Department of Public Health has tens of thousands of doses of monkeypox vaccine with more on the way. And here in West Hollywood, there is a pop-up clinic where people are getting shots.
Right next to our West Hollywood Library, it's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's by appointment only at the moment, so make sure you're going to the county health website to make that appointment and get signed up and that you meet the criteria. And hopefully, as more vaccines become available, we can make it a walk-up site.
West Hollywood Councilmember John Erickson, under current guidelines, monkeypox vaccine is available to anyone who self-attests they're in a high-risk category of contracting monkeypox. In West Hollywood, Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Private ambulance companies are close to getting a raise from the city of L.A. The L.A. Department of Transportation hasn't adjusted the rates for the industry in more than 5 years because of staffing shortages and the COVID pandemic. The new rates are based on an 18.5% increase in the Consumer Price Index for transportation and medical care services in Southern California. The ordinance was not passed unanimously, which means it will come under yet another vote next Wednesday. People are remembering Dodger broadcaster Vin Scully, who some believe was the greatest baseball announcer ever. He died after more than six decades on the air and 6 years of retirement.
He was virtually a Dodgers history book with a career that stretched all the way back to the 1950s. And who would know more about Dodger history and Vin Scully's part in it than team historian Mark Langell, who tells KNX Vin Scully was always so well prepared.
He only used 1% of that research. He had binders full of information on the teams. He used it as a spice, not a crutch.
And he told so many stories looking at the baseball field like it was a canvas.
And he would mix his paints and he'd get his brushes out. And for the next 9 innings, he would paint a picture that for so long, we were just hooked.
67 years to be exact, all the way back to the days of the Brooklyn Dodgers. At Dodger Stadium, John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And the Dodgers will be taking the field with heavy hearts tonight when they face the Giants in San Francisco at 6:45, less than 24 hours after news broke of Scully's passing. Following last night's LA victory, the Giants held a tribute to Scully, who called 67 years of the storied rivalry dating back to both teams' New York days. Dodgers trade deadline acquisition Joey Gallo is not in tonight's lineup. The Dodgers are looking to win their seventh straight game against their rivals up north.
A Corona man pleads guilty in federal court to running a COVID relief ripoff to the tune of $6.6 million.
According to the feds, he submitted 11 bogus PPP applications for seven shell companies and claimed one company had 73 employees.
The man also submitted false tax and payroll documentation in support of his loan applications.
Kieran McAvoy is a spokesperson with the U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A. He tells KNX the man got one large loan for a company called Envisioning Future.
The defendant wired $1.3 million, the majority of which came from the Envisioning Future PPP loan, to a financial institution in Islamabad, Pakistan. According to the plea agreement, the wire transfer details included a note that the wire was, quote-unquote, family support.
The defendant faces a maximum of 40 years in federal prison when he's sentenced this fall. Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
California has the dubious distinction of having four out of the five most expensive rental markets in the entire country. New analysis by the real estate firm House Canary shows Los Angeles and San Diego with the top two highest average rents for single-family units. Brandon Lewowski at House Canary tells us there simply is not enough supply to meet renting demands.
Until we see this kind of relief in supply, the rental prices are going to stay high. We don't see any indicators, at least for the rest of this year, that California, Southern California rents will begin to decrease over time. Just to the pure fact of supply, pre-pandemic, we're still trying to catch up. During the time where there was a lot of eviction protection.
Illustrating just how expensive the entire Southern California rental market is right now, the Ventura, Oxnard, and Thousand Oaks area came in as the fifth most expensive rental market in the country.
It's said to be the first of its kind in L.A. County, a new campus being built in Santa Fe Springs that will provide services and different types of housing, including home ownership, for families experiencing homelessness.
The idea stems from the personal experience of Constanza Pachone, CEO of the nonprofit organization The Whole Child.
I experienced homelessness as a child, and the way in which my family, my mom, was able to break the cycle of generational poverty and generational homelessness was through homeownership.
The first thing being built is a supportive services center along with interim housing that will be followed by dozens of affordable rental units and then a number of townhomes for ownership, LA County Supervisor Janice Hahn.
I just think it's a better way to treat this crisis than just, you know, banning where encampments can be. We got to give people a pathway to a future. And that's what this project does.
The hope is that the whole campus will be ready in about 3 years. It will be dedicated for families experiencing homelessness in Southeast LA County. In Santa Fe Springs, Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.